Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vedanga, Vedanga. Principally. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Say the holy name, happy forever. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Rip Sibali. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Nam, Hari Nam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare. Can hear. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Can hear you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Come on, happy forever. Jaya Radha, Ballava Radha, Ballava Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha, Ballava. Balava Sri Radhe, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Baladeva Jaya Subhadra. Let's celebrate. Goranitai, Goranitai. Gornitai. Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada.
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada, Jaya, Prabhupada. Nitai, Nitai, Gor, Haribol, Haribol. Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Everybody!
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Premanande. Jai Vishwabhai Paramahamsa Parivachakachari Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Jai Vishwabhai Paramahamsa Parivachakachari Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premchakavasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sriyadada Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Shishi Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Maya Panavdi Dham Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Dosi Devi Ki Jai Ganga Maya Jumana Maya Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Balabhaji ki jai, Jagannath Balabhaji Shubhada Devi ki jai, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai go all permanente. All glory, glory to the assembled bodies. All glory to the assembled bodies. All glory to the assembled bodies. Glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Everybody still here? That's what it happens. When you sing and dance in ecstasy, all your anxiety, poof, out the window. You don't feel like you're in this world. That's what you're meant to do. When you come to temple, you need to fully observe yourself in the chanting the holy names, in chanting Hare Krishna, in hearing the Bhagavatam. Absorption. This is samadhi, the spiritual trance. You're not here in this world anymore. You're in the spiritual realm. As soon as you walk into this temple room, you are not in Melbourne. You are in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world. At least you have to be in that attitude, in that consciousness. This is called Hare Krishna movement, Krishna consciousness. You have to be fully absorbed, go deeper inside your consciousness, in your spiritual self, that you feel completely, fully in observe in the holy name. You feel transcendently fully happy. That's what you're meant to do. This is what this our temple meant to do. Yeah, you can do so many things, but at least when you come here, you have to give yourself 100% for serving Krishna. Your body, your mind, kaya, mana, bhakya, all in serving Krishna. Then you feel happy. There's this peace formula. There's no other way. The only way to be happy is to chant Hare Krishna. Okay? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Text 42. Pretty long. Shri Indra Uvacha Pratyantika Paramo Bhavata Trayatana Swabhaga. Gone. By the end of the line, you're like, you're in India somewhere. Pratyantika, pratyanita parama bhavata trayatana swabhaga. Hello. Pretty good. Dacha krantam hidaya kamalam tad griham. Pratyabodhi. Daita krantam hridaya kamalam tad griham pratyabodhi. Kala grastam kriya idam aho nata shushru satam te. Kala grastam kriyad kiyad idam aho nata shushru satam te. It's not an English class, okay. Sanskrit. Mukti ste shamnahi bahumata narasimha paraikim. Mukti ste shamnahi bahumata narasimha paraikim. I'm not going to try anymore. You can try it now. Anybody want to try? If you don't, we'll go to the thing. Sri Indra Uvacha. Indra, the king of heaven, said, Pratyanita, recovered. Parama, O Supreme, Bhavata, by your lordship. Trayata, who are protecting. Na, us. Shabhaga, shares in the sacrifices. Datya akrantam, afflicted by the demons. Hridaya kamalam, the lotus like cores of our hearts. Tad kriham, which is actually your residence. Pratyabodhi, it has been illuminated. Kalagrastam, devoured by time. Kiyat, insignificant. Idam, this world. Aho, alas. Anatha, O Lord. Sushrusatam, for those who are always engaged in the service. Te, of you. Mukti, liberation from material bondage. Tesham, of them the pure devotees. Na, not. He, indeed. Bahumata, thought very important. Narasimha, O Lord Nrisingadev, half lion, half human being. Aparai, Kim, then what is the use of other possessions? Translation proper by Srivana Geshe-la Prabhupada Ki Jai. King Indra said, O Supreme Lord, you are our deliverer and protector. Our shares of sacrifice, which are actually yours, have been recovered from the demon by you. Because the demoniac king Hiranyakashipu was most fearsome, our hearts, which are your permanent abode, were all overtaken by him. Now, by your presence, the gloom and darkness in our hearts have been dissipated. O Lord, for those who always engage in your service, which is more exalted than liberation, all material opulence is insignificant. They do not even care for liberation, not to speak of the benefits of karma, artha, and dharma. Prabhupada, in this material world, there are two kinds of people, the devatas, the demigods, and the asuras, the demons. Although the demigods are attached to material enjoyment, they are devotees of the Lord, who act according to the rules and regulations of the Vedic injunctions. During the reign of Hiranyakashipu, everyone was disturbed in the routine duties of Vedic civilization. When Hiranyakashipu was killed, all the demigods who had always been disturbed by Hiranyakashipu felt relief in the grief, in the general way of life. Because the government in Kali Yuga is full of demons, the living condition of devotees are always disturbed. Devotees cannot perform yajna, and thus they cannot partake of the remnants of food offered in yajna for the worship of Lord Vishnu. The hearts of the demigods are always filled with fear of the demons, and therefore they cannot think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The engagement of the demigods is to think of the Lord always within the cores of their hearts. The Lord in Bhagavad Gita 6:47 said, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatarantaratmanaha sadavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha. And of all the yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. the demigods fully observe in themselves, in meditation, upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to become perfect yogis. But because of the presence of the demons, their hearts are filled with the activities of the demons. Thus, their hearts, which are meant to be the abode of the Supreme Lord, are practically occupied by the demons. All the demigods felt relieved when Hiranyakashipu was dead, for they could easily think of the Lord. They could then receive the results of sacrifice and become happy, even though in the material world. I think we are experiencing the same thing right now. Demons and devotees, right? Some people want us to stop chanting here so they can sleep, because people, the neighbors complain. If you're a devotee, you love it, isn't it? We want to chant and dance all day and night. Nitya sevaya. That is the characteristic of a devotee, is that they want to sing the glories of Krishna all the time, 24 hours a day. Right? But because you have family, you have children, you have so many responsibilities, family life. You have to go to take the school to the kids, run off from the temple as quickly as possible because you're so busy. But the material world we're living in is not a very nice place. We're being affected by demonic nature. That's why it says here, there's asura, demons, and then devata, the devotees. And Prabhupada said here, even though the demigods, like Indra, they're enjoyers, heavenly enjoyers, but still they're devotees. You can say that for yourself. We haven't reached that highest platform of devotional life. If we say kirtan, pravachan, prasadam, there's three things. Kirtan, just now we just did kirtan, then pravachan, we have talks. Then we say bye-bye, go home. We'll have very less people coming here because we cut the prasadam. So it goes kirtan, pravachan, prasadam, that goes in line. So we are also on that level of we are looking for enjoyment, we're looking for results, we're looking for happiness. Anandamaya vyasat, the living entities by nature, they're looking for happiness. That is the very nature. We're looking for happiness. Everyone's searching for happiness. Prabhupada said, like the deer, they're running after water in the desert. They're running, and down the road, all the way down the road, it looks like there's water there. It looks like there's water, like shining on the street. And when they get there, there's no water. Perhaps they may get a little bit of water, a puddle of water, and they drink that, feels so good. But they need more. The material enjoyment is just like that. Happiness in this world is not permanent. You work so hard for it. You're very thirsty, and I give you one drop of water. Can you give me a little bit more? No, thanks. That's the mature world. We are happy with a little bit of enjoyment. But we don't know out there is ocean of enjoyment. Ocean. Prabhupada gives the example of a frog. You know frog? You're from India, you know there's frog everywhere during the rainy season. They live in the well. You tell the frog, there's the ocean there, big ocean. He says, what are you talking about? This is my well, I'm very happy here. Don't you know my well is the biggest thing? And they quack, quack, the throat comes right out. And then they explode. Rack. Finish. So the ocean, we're in the ocean of Krishna consciousness. So much enjoyment. So someone gives you one drop of water when you're thirsty. That's the material enjoyment. So, in the material world, there is no happiness. It is dry, like a desert. Just like you come here from India. How much money you spend to get your residency? So much. They're still squeezing money out of you. By the time you get a residency, you spend $1 million. I feel good now. And you have to study. So much work, hardship. Life is so full of hardship. So that's why we, as devotees, we make endeavor to love Krishna. Krishna is the object of all love. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He is the source of enjoyer. That's what he says here. Yoginam api sarvesham. The yogis, the highest yogi is the devotee. Prabhupada says here, and of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. Krishna Bhakta. That we are sitting in a corner of the temple and meditating. Where's the enjoyment in there? Before you know it, you go, you fall asleep. Right? Your senses gets you. Your mind gets you. Our senses is driving us, dragging us down in the sense enjoyment, the material world. That's why Krishna says, become my devotee, worship me, think of me, offer your obeisances to me, chant my names. Satatam kritayanto mam, think of me, always chanting my glories with great determination. That is the nature of a devotee. There's no austerity here. It is full of joy. Singing and dancing. Who in the world wakes up so early in the morning, 3:30 and 4:30 in the morning, singing and dancing? Because this is what gives devotee pleasure. Harinam, 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 Aiva Kevalam. It's mentioned. There's no other way except the Harinam, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. When we go on the street singing and dancing hours and hours, we don't feel tired. You're tired of family life. Every day you can ask any grihastha, they say, I wish I was a brahmachari. Right? But you're stuck in the mud of material enjoyment. But if you can bring your family together, your children, your wife, your home, make it as transcendental, make your home a temple, make your children Krishna conscious. Like these children here, they're singing and dancing, running in the temple, singing. They're joyfully, they're happy here. That's what he meant to train them about Krishna from the early age. Not only your children, yourself. Apane achar, then prachar. Make yourself Krishna conscious and then teach others about Krishna consciousness. Because the material world is such a dangerous place. If we not take shelter of Krishna, we're going to be dragged down by Maya. Come on. And then we go for it. I'll go for you. Krishna's calling us also at the same time. Where do you want to go? Krishna Suja Sama Maya, Maya Handakaja, Krishna Tahanai, Krishna Adhikar. This Maya is Krishna's energy. Wherever there is darkness, there's also sunlight, just down the road. It's all Krishna's energy. Maya Dakshana Prakriti, the material energy, is working under the direction of Krishna. But Krishna allows us to think, oh yes, I'm so and so, I'm the enjoyer. Just like a child in the side of the beach, you know, they make sand castle, and the wave comes, all washed away in seconds. Krishna allows us to think, oh, I'm so and so, I'm this, I'm that, I have this, I'm that. Short time, we're none of that. By Krishna's mercy, we're able to breathe. This is how Krishna conscious devotee thinks. They're always thanking Krishna. They're always thinking of Krishna. They're always meditating on Krishna. Yoginam api sarvesham. That's what it means. Whenever we see things in this world, we're relating to Krishna. This is Krishna's. This is Krishna's energy. It all belongs to Krishna, including my body. This is my body. It's not mine. It's Krishna's. Not one hair on your head belongs to you. Not one hair. It's not that there's a factory, you grow hair. Right? They grow weeks when the hair fall off. Artificial hair. Everything is Krishna's. But he allows us to think just like the child on the beach. They make their sand castle. He allows us to think temporarily, mera hai sab kuch. It's all belong to me. Suddenly he can take it all away. Phew, gone. Just like they had a hurricane in Hawaii. You know, people build home for life, long time. 30 years, 40 years, they build a nice home. In a second, it's all destroyed from the hurricane. But what's not taken away from us, your bhakti, your love for Krishna in your heart, that is always there. No one can touch that. Your love for God. You're chanting Hare Krishna. That is a bank account in the spiritual world. That's not going to be touched. They have the inflation they're talking about. There's no inflation for bhakti. Right? It only goes up and up. People are checking their bank account. Is it going up or not? By the end of the day, it's very less. Because so much you have to spend for so much. Unless you're earning. So you have to earn bhakti for Krishna. We have that responsibility in human life. It's not simply to make your effort to live in this world. But you have another responsibility as a human being. And that responsibility is to develop love for Krishna. Is to develop bhakti for love for Krishna through service. That's why there's demons in devotees. The demons, they're always afflicting us. They are blocking us. I do the same thing. Some people don't like me, I just block them. On the Facebook. They say, oh, Prabhupada, this, Hare Krishna, this. Block them. Devotees, we want to associate with people who can make us Krishna conscious. Otherwise, don't associate with them. Finish. That's how it works. Sadhu associate with other sadhus. We avoid asat sangatag. We associate with devotees or devotees who can inspire you in Krishna consciousness. We don't go to the pub and drink all night or smoke cigarette or we talk some nonsense garbage talk. You don't find devotees doing those things because it says here, yogis, they're always talking about Krishna, Krishna katha, topics that are related to Krishna. Subject matters that are related to Krishna, that are advanced, that will make advancement in spiritual life. And avoid other things. We don't have very much time in this world. We have very little time. Take this Krishna consciousness urgently. Why Prabhupada risked his life as an old man crossing the sea on a ship? Prabhupada said, you could have stayed in Vrindavan. In Samadhi of Surupa Goswami, and peacefully chant Hare Krishna for himself. He was completely satisfied. He was all happy there. What is the need for him to cross the ocean all the way, risking his life, getting a heart attack on the sea? Prabhupada said, I have come to America just to make you happy. He didn't want anything in return. That is sadhu. Sadhu, they work for the interest of Krishna. They work for the interest. Paradukha dukhi. They see others are unhappy. They feel hurt. They feel unhappy. They want to see the well-being for others. That is sadhu. Sadhu means one who cuts our ignorance like a sharp knife. Sadhu doesn't mean, how nice you are. You are so good. Patting you all the time. They cut you with the word of spiritual knowledge. Gyanam dipena bhaswata. The knowledge that cut our ignorance that are sitting in our heart for a lifetime, deep in the heart. But the demons don't appreciate that. They want glory. But all the glory we have is Krishna's glory. Even the demigods in the heavenly planet, they're not pure devotees. They drinking samaras. You know samaras? Something like the beer. Not exactly. Because you drink beer, then your body becomes imbalanced. You can't drive. You can't walk. But the samaras is very, it's just very good. And they drink that. They don't get a headache. But we're not interested in that. We don't have the desire, not interest to even to go to heavenly planet. We want to go where you can serve Krishna. We want to go where Krishna lives. We want to go where there's Krishna's devotees are singing his glories. We want to associate with Krishna and his devotees. There's a place in the Golok Vrindavan. A little place in Golok Vrindavan, that's Mayapur. Have you seen the picture in the Bhagavatam? The front cover? There's a temple, that's Mayapur. Where we go there? Radha Krishna. So don't think we are here and bas ho gaya sab kuch. We continue with our service. People say, when you die, it's all over. Maybe for you, not me. We're going to continue on. You go to the side of the sea, or look at the sea, on the other side there is another country. Here's India there. You flew here. Because there is India over there. There is America, there is Europe. So many countries. That behind there's New Zealand, Fiji, so many islands. So just because you can't see, doesn't mean they don't exist. It doesn't depend on your seeing or belief. I don't believe it. Jo sab kuch bola is just your thing. No! We are talking on the basis of knowledge. We are talking on the basis of science. You can't even see your hair on your head. So you think, oh, I don't believe it. It's not based on your belief. Bhagavan is there. It's scientific. It is scientific. Religion is science. This bhakti yoga is a science. It's not just religion. It's a science. Just like you're sitting here today. Just now you're sitting here in the temple room. You're hearing this philosophy from the Bhagavatam. Because your ear is not blocked. Srivatam sarvatam sakatam Krishna. You have to hear the Krishna katha, the topics of the love of Krishna, the knowledge, spiritual topics with your ear. You cannot see with your eyes, but you can see Krishna through hearing with the ear. Ha! Samaj gaya japataya. Right? So when you see things, you don't understand completely. But when you hear it, I got it now. Thank you for explaining. Everybody said, can you explain it a bit more? I don't get it. So here we are explaining Krishna, who Krishna is. So there's always two types of people. In our own body, there's demons. That's why Krishna says, your mind is a demon. So you have to engage your mind. Bandhuratmanamatmanastasya, Krishna says, your mind is can be friend or a demon or an enemy. So it's our job as a human being to train our senses, our mind and all our senses, draw them towards Krishna. At every moment, it's an endeavor. Krishna consciousness is an endeavor. It's a process by which we can engage our senses, our body, our mind, our eyes, ears towards Krishna. That's the whole process. Navavida Bhakti, 9 processes of devotional service. It's how analyzes and gives us a method by which we can engage our senses in serving Krishna systematically. You okay? You need a chair? Where are the chairs down there? Yeah. How old are you?
30.
Oh, yeah, I thought not 50. Good to see you. Yeah. So, Krishna consciousness is a process by which we can train ourselves. That's the whole idea of being here. Just like you leave, when you come in the temple room, you leave your shoes outside. Why do you leave your shoes outside? Because. So similarly, you leave your mind, your desire, your anartha in your mind, leave it outside. Yeah, I'm here now, Krishna. I'm yours. My body, my mind, your senses, all yours. Think about it. We're not talking, we're talking simple thing. Like, oh, Hare Krishna, you talk too many high philosophy, it's over my head, I don't get it. No, we're not talking that. Very simple stuff. How to become Krishna conscious, that's all. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. Krishna says, the whole process of bhakti is abhyasa, practicing. How to practice to become Krishna conscious? It's all about practicing. Yeah? He may be thinking, oh, like, this guy's really blowing us away today. I wish I wasn't here. No, no, I'm talking to you plus to myself. Same thing. I'm telling myself. In Krishna consciousness, we are all in the same family. We are all in the same family. Brothers, sisters, uncles. I'm your uncle, spiritual uncle. Yeah. Did you get it before? I'm telling you now. No, we're not. We are all Krishna's servant. We are all Krishna's family. It's a huge family. It's a loving family. And sometimes, he took my prasadam. No big offense. I went to one home program a few days ago. They have two brothers. And the older brother sat on him. He was like dying. And he was like this. He paid obeisances. He saw it in him. He couldn't breathe. So the parents had to pull him back. Sometimes the brothers, they're fighting. So Krishna is there to protect us. Krishna is our father. Pita Masta Jagato Mata Dhata Pita Maha. Krishna is the father of this universe. He is the father of all the living entities. He is the father of the devotees. He is the supreme father, Jagatnath, master of the universe. He is always there to protect us. That's why he says here, Narsingadev, Narasimha, this verse. Half man, half lion, he came to protect his devotee Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj is a 5-year-old boy. He had no fear. They're not just putting on the t-shirt, no fear. But in the mind, full of fear. He actually no fear because he's taking shelter of Krishna. He's taking shelter of Lord Narasimhadev. Krishna's there, always with us. He's sitting in our heart. Hey Bhagavan, kidar hey ao. No, what are you talking? He's there in your heart. He's always there. He's our eternal companion, eternal friend. Your friend somewhere, your husband somewhere, your wife somewhere, but Krishna's always with us. Always. He never leaves us. God is always with you. Paramatma, the super soul. Like a bird in a tree. There's two birds sitting in a tree, one's eating the fruit, the other one's just observing the one's eating the fruit as an observer. So that observer is the super soul, is always there, our eternal companion. We are mucking around here, there, eating fruit, going here, there, having family, not having family, living this, that. Krishna is always with us. He's Radha Krishna here, Radha Balavaji. Every day he's here. Every day. He didn't come to Mangalarati. Where is he? He's here every day. He's not on the altar. I was thinking today, when I was doing the kirtan, I was thinking, how kind you are, how merciful you are. You take in the form of the deity, Archa Vigraha, the form of the Lord. He appeared here to engage us, to give us an opportunity to serve him, to cook for him, to dress them. What is the need for God? He can take care of himself. He's Supreme Lord. Because he's giving us a chance to serve him. You don't have to be here in the temple today. You can be at a park or a pub, or you're sleeping in. So many things you could do because you understand. There's Krishna's on the altar. He's there. He's listening to you. He's watching you. He's sitting in our heart as well as in the deity form. He said, I didn't believe that. He's talking rubbish. No. You can eat your pizza. You can eat your burgers. Well, who gave you the fire to digest that in your belly? Krishna. Who gave you the cheese that he put on the pizza? It came from a cow. What did a cow do? He ate grass. Who gave the grass? Think about it. We're talking not big philosophy, simple stuff. So Krishna, he is the source of everything. Annat bhavanti bhutani parjanat anna sambhava jagat bhavati parjanya jagya karma samudbhava. Krishna says, anna, the grains we eat, it's come from yajna you perform. From yajna comes rain. This drought, there's no rain. A couple of years ago they had a drought here. They had to bring grass from somewhere else for the cows. Cows can't produce. You know, the cows, they eat grass and they make milk. How is it? And he said, oh, magic, magic. Cows are best magic. They eat grass and then one side, grass, chewing, you know, all day and eating grass. Mm-hmm. And then they're giving milk and you're eating your pizza with it. So Krishna, he is the owner of everything. But some people don't appreciate. That's what it means here. Demons. So demons and devotees always exist. Even when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha dushkitam. Next week there's going to be Janmashtami, Krishna's appearance. Paritranaya sadhunam. Krishna came to paritranaya to destroy the demonic force. Sadhunam, and to protect the sadhus. That's his business. Krishna came to protect his devotees. And to establish the dharma. Dharma samsthapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna says, I appear every yuga to establish the dharma and to protect the devotees and to kill the demonic forces of this world who destroy the demonic devotional principles. Nasta prayasya vedrasu nityam bhagavata shaya. So you have to hear these topics. Otherwise you lose nashta. That knowledge will be lost. You have to hear regularly this philosophy. So Lord Narsingadev, who appeared as a half man, half lion, to protect his devotee Prahlad. He said, a 5-year-old, how can he be a devotee? Don't think. They are more devotees than adult. They are better devotees than adult. There's one boy here, little kid. Every time he loves Prabhupada, when he sees the Prabhupada pictures, crying. Sister, when did she meet Prabhupada? Somebody said he's a fallen disciple of Prabhupada from past life. So he still has the attraction for Prabhupada. So he said, I don't believe in reincarnation. Just like I said, when you go to the ocean shore, on the shore of the sea, I can't see the other side. It's all so far away. That's it. It's just water. Water and water. Okay, then swim across to India. It's all water. There's India on the other side. Just because you can't see. I didn't see. So many things you can't see. You can't see air, you can feel it. So devotional life is all about hearing, understanding, the knowledge behind this Bhagavatam. You know Narsingadev, Lord Narsingha? He had half man, half lion. So, we in our own heart, we have demons. The demon is always dragging us, like I said, dragging us down, telling us, don't serve Krishna. Serve yourself. Do this, do that. always pushing us down. I used to have a teacher in the school. He said I was in Vietnam. I was very tough. And he was a very heavy guy. So one day he said to me, if anybody gives you a hard time, we're going to sit on him. Like that. I said, okay. Like I was scared of him. He said, if you have any problem, just take it, put it in your pocket. Like that. I said, okay, fine. He was really a pretty tough guy. So we have to be very heavy with ourselves. Don't give an inch to Maya. Don't give an inch. Oh, it's okay, Prabhu. No. You give it a little bit of inch, and then it gets bigger. The problem gets bigger. Be very strong with yourself. The strength is not physical strength, it's spiritual strength. Sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna, associating with the devotees, going to the holy places, worshipping the deity, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, taking prasadam. So this is a process for everything we do. That process helps us to progress in spiritual life. We're not doing it whimsically. Hare Krishna, just go whenever you like. They have good food there. You know, they make very good, like, you know, avocado toast there. I'll go to the temple today because they're making good food. You know, the Hindu money, they give a little bit. The Hare Krishna, they give. No, these are all material reasons for going. You're coming here because you love Krishna. Whether there's food or not. Whether there's enjoyment or not. You're not thinking for your own pleasure. You're thinking for the pleasure of Krishna. That is the gopis. The gopis are the highest devotees of Krishna. Cowherd girls. They love Krishna so much. They forget to eat. The Gosamis, they love Krishna. They forgot to eat. When Krishna was going to the forest, the gopis, they came out of their room and looking at Krishna till they couldn't see him anymore. Krishna is getting smaller and smaller, way in the forest. Their eyes was not moving. They're just looking at Krishna. The gopis, they criticize Brahma. You know, Brahma is a creator. Who can criticize Brahma? He said, you made us blink our eyes. You're not a good creator. So when you blink your eyes, you can't see Krishna for that moment. That is the extent of the love of the gopis. That's why the gopis are highest devotees. Sometimes we can't wait to get out of the temple and have Pusharam do other things. Right? Go home. Oh, I have enough Hare Krishna thing. Now it's my time. Sometimes people say like that. Okay, Abbas. A little bit for Krishna, for you this much. Or you balance it up. Like sometimes we have half an hour program and 2 hours of pusharam taking. And then yakking it up. Hey! If you're really serious about chanting Hare Krishna, you can analyze these things. How much are we actually loving Krishna? And yet we talk about love. Everybody's ready to give description, big description about love. Oh yeah, yeah. There's a speaker in the university on love. The topic is love. If you don't even love God, where is the love? All love is actually for God. If you don't love God, you don't have love for anybody. Because you don't understand the inner principle of love. Right? So, this demoniac society in the material world is there always, time immemorial. That's why Krishna created this world. You don't want to serve me? Fine. In the material world. Take birth. Birth, dead, old age, and disease. Oh, I love it here. Thank you, Krishna. Birth, dead, old age, disease. Where is this happiness? So Krishna created this world so we can exercise our own free will, our desire. Hey, there's no Krishna here, we can do whatever we like. Krishna says he is the owner of everything. material and spiritual, all brings to Krishna. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishto. Sarvasya chaham, everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. All material and spiritual Krishna says, come from me. So, we need to give up this demonic nature in our own self. Satya Yuga, there was demons in the other planet. You know demons? Ravana, Hiranyakashipu says here, big demons. God has to come himself and kill them because we are not able to kill them. They're very big demons, powerful demons. Even the demigods were afraid. God has to appear. Krishna has to come to kill so many demons, all the demons. And in Kali Yuga, in this age, we have demons in our own self. Two demons in us, good and bad. That's why we'll say, someday we wake up, we're so Krishna conscious. We start paying obeisance to Tulsi Devi, whoever you see pay obeisances, you're very respectful, you're loving. And the next day, I had enough. I did it yesterday. Today I just want to do my own thing. So we're like up and down. That's like good and bad. That's mind, our demon in us, telling us, oh, you have enough Hare Krishna. Now it's your time. What is your time? We don't have time here. Hey, you guys. During our time, when I grew up as a Hare Krishna, like these kids, like you guys. I grew up in a Hare Krishna devotee. So, and Prabhupada used to give class. Just like now I'm speaking, Prabhupada used to speak. So we'd be sitting right there when Srila Prabhupada is talking. And we'd be sleeping. Prabhupada didn't do anything. He didn't say, hey, wake up! Because no use, because we didn't understand English. Prabhupada was... Yeah. Plus we didn't sleep well, so we made it up for it during the class. It was a very good time, we could sleep during the class. But Prabhupada didn't hassle us. It was very, very nice. But we need to be discipline ourselves. This process is discipline ourselves. So wake up early, good, take a shower. In our time there was no hot shower. In India, go to India, they're right, cold and hot. The hot doesn't work, it's just right hot. Again, I'm mucking around with this. There's no hot water coming. They have, this is hot water, but it didn't come. Right? You know that, when you lived in India. We should take a cold shower. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 2 minutes here are the shower. And I've seen people here taking shower and half an hour in there. Oh. That's why. They're forgetting Krishna when they're in enjoyment. Yeah, some people take cold shower. So we have to learn to discipline ourselves. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness is a disciplined process. I give you a big plate of prasadam. Oh no, thanks. Let's have a little bit, just one tulsi, please. I'm trying to control my senses. Not like that. You take what is necessary. But, you know, somebody comes, you go to sleep 9 o'clock, somebody comes, a big plate of prasadam. Ah, Haribol Prabhu, wake up. This big plate. I said, no, I already gone to sleep. So everything, there's a time for everything. So we have to, like that, similarly, to discipline our mind, to discipline our senses. Beat the mind with a broom in the morning. That's what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. It was getting so cold, I had to use an electric blanket at night. So I came with this Prabhupada from my home this morning. Like he had the seat you're sitting on the car is already warmed up. I was thinking, oh, electric blanket. So when you are enjoying, you forget Krishna. When you're suffering, oh God, where are you? Take me out of this horrible condition. But we have to learn to be equipoised under any condition, under any circumstance, happiness or distress. We're living in the material world, 90% or 100%, it's all suffering. It's all suffering. Nothing good here, really. Only good thing is Krishna consciousness, which is makes up for everything. Sometimes they are making garland here, cutting vegetable, like that, like this is a kitchen or something. And then they're making garland, everyone having a big talking, like a... This is Bhagavatam class, this is Bhagavatam class, huh? There's nothing else. Anyway, that's how I think. So, in the Hare Krishna movement, it's a place where we enjoy this blissful process, this dynamic process of Krishna consciousness. There's no unhappiness. Especially in Melbourne temple, I have seen everybody here, as soon as you walk in the door in this Hare Krishna temple in Melbourne, everybody is walking around so happy. Haribol Prabhu, Haribol Prabhu. I have never seen anyone, Haribol Prabhu. Everyone like, Haribol, like, so blissed out. You know, if you're not a devotee of Krishna, you have to win $1 million to have a happiness like we have that. Right? If they have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. They'll have a heart attack. And they die. You sleep as a cockroach where you keep the money in the safe. Next life. What is real wealth of a devotee? The real wealth of a devotee is a spiritual transcendental happiness. You can't buy this happiness with money. This happiness is coming from the spiritual world, from the deep bottom of your heart. That transcendental happiness you can't buy with money. Because this world, so many people have money, but they're not happy. That's why the demoniac, when Krishna was here, he was also attacked by demons. You know, Narsingadev, he attacked by demons. Hiranyakashipu, Lord Krishna himself, every day Kamsa was sending demons to Vrindavan to attack him. Krishna came to Vrindavan, and this Agasura demon. You know, Agasura, you all know the story. Big, like a big snake demon. His mouth so big, like a mountain cave. And the coward boys were playing. They thought, wow, it's a nice cave. So all of a sudden, where this cave came from? So they're all walking in, playing. But it was the mouth of Agasura. Big mouth, big teeth. The teeth was as big as a pillar. They're climbing through the pillar, going into the mouth. Coward boys. And he didn't close the mouth because he's waiting for Krishna. When Krishna comes in, he'll close the mouth. So all the coward boys, they went in the belly. They were unconscious. And Krishna knew what was going on. So when Krishna came in, he closed the mouth. And Krishna expanded his body. And Agasura demon's body exploded. And all the coward boys came out, "Hey, Haribol!" They were with Krishna. Krishna is the real hero. Everybody likes a hero. Krishna is a hero. And the gopis were attacked every day. "Hey Krishna, please protect us. Please protect." Our only protector is Krishna. We are attacked by demons. Demons from within and from outside. We are going to have a Janmashtami here. Just yesterday, right? We have Balaram Appearance Day. So good festival. I love it. Kirtan, first thing in the morning, everybody dressed up. This is like, you know, people go to church, they dress up. You know, so we are dressing up for Krishna. Krishna himself dressed up and like, wow, temple's decorated. Festival. Festival every day in the spiritual life. There's no boring day for a devotee. It's all full of happiness, dynamic. That is Krishna consciousness. When Prabhupada was here, and Srila Prabhupada was here in the 70s, you know, we didn't have much to eat. We didn't have much time to sleep. Everyone was so busy. It was quite austere. Anyone want to use hot water, take a hot shower? You have to get up 1 a.m. to boil the water, mix with cold water. So many issues. But we never complained because Prabhupada was there. Prabhupada was there to inspire us. He was behind everything. Just like Prabhupada's going to appear after the Janmashtami's Vyasa Puja. Prabhupada is always here. He is here in his instructions. He is here in his vani, his words. Now that they have the CD series, you can listen to Prabhupada's videos and movies. Prabhupada is here. Don't listen to demons in your heart. We don't know what you're talking about because we don't know what God is. But we only know what demons are. We listen to demons, not God. Because we are brought up as a demonic family. This is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is full of demons. So, this is spiritual world and the material world. In the material world is a place where we trying to enjoy. In the spiritual world, we're trying to satisfy Krishna. But don't think if you serve Krishna, you're going to lose your happiness. We get more from serving Krishna. Just like a king, if you're a servant of a king, then you can have the same facility as the king, practically. Ministers, servants, they live in the same palace. So you're Krishna's servant. Krishna in the spiritual world, he is not saying, oh, give me, give me. And he is enjoying everybody serving him. That's in the material world. Krishna is watching you. In the cowherd boys, and the cowherd, and the gopas, and the gopis, in Vrindavan, they're all watching. Krishna is watching them enjoy. He's not enjoying. He's enjoying seeing them enjoy. You know, they are eating the fruit from a tree and squeezing the mango. They're all over their face. Mango going over their body, playing. Krishna is watching, playing the flute. He's seeing you enjoy. Krishna is the enjoyer, but he's seeing his devotee enjoy. Only in the material world we want to put people down. And who are you? Everybody knows. People in the company, they're putting down. We're the boss. Don't tell me what to do. I'll tell you what to do. This is going on. Well, Krishna is not like that. Krishna, he always consults his devotees. In fact, Balaram, he appeared before Krishna. Balaram, Dauji, the older brother of Krishna. But Krishna, Balaram, he worshipped Krishna as his master. Balaram, he is take the shape of the chamara. You know, chamara, arati tray. These things you need paraphernalia to worship Krishna. He takes the servitorship. His older brother, some devotee asks Prabhupada, why not Balaram is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead? Why Krishna? Balaram is also identical brother of Krishna. He's also supreme. Then Prabhupada said, when you have Krishna Balaram in Krishna Balaram Mandir, Lord Balaram is leaning on Krishna. That's what he said. He's depending on Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme. But Balaram and Krishna, they're identical brothers. But Balaram, he's thinking how I can serve Krishna, how I can serve my brother Krishna. Make all arrangements to serve Krishna. So everything in Krishna consciousness depends on how we serve Krishna. It's a process of service, devotional service. We talk about serving Krishna. how we can improve our service to Krishna, how to serve Krishna under the guidance of the devotees, under the guidance of the spiritual master who can tell us how to serve Krishna, give us the direction how to serve Krishna. So we can kill the demon in our heart by praying to Krishna. Krishna will help us to serve Krishna nicely. On our own, we cannot. Ekaki amai nahi pai bal harinam sankirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, on our own, it is not possible to chant Hare Krishna. But we can in Sadhu Sangha associate with each other. They can inspire each other, help each other, guide each other to serve Krishna, how to chant Hare Krishna. This is why we do it together. Just like we cook for Krishna. Sometimes we have a helper, then makes it easier. So they can cut, clean up. So when you do it together, it becomes more easy to do our service because we're being guided, we're being checked by others, corrected by others. You're not doing it right. Which is good, except the chastisement to correct us to serve Krishna nicely. This is all of the part of the process to improve our service to Krishna. That's why there's leadership. That there's God. Nobody says, I'm God. Why there's a system there? God is there because that's the system. Somebody has to be God. We all say, God, there's no God. There's one God, can be only one God. Like we have the temple president here. Everybody here suddenly say, I'm the temple president. No, there's only one. That's how it works. There's a system. So Krishna came here 5,000 years ago. Paritranaya sarunam vinasaya cha duskritam, to come to kill the demon, to establish the dharma, protect his devotees. That's the purpose. And Krishna himself, he came here to associate his own devotees who are living here and to protect them. That's why Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared. So the heavenly planet, the demons, attacked the demigods. Also there's trouble in the heavenly planets. So they enjoy, the demigods are enjoyers, but they're also devotees. So when the demons attack, they go to Krishna. Please Krishna, help us. Protect us. That's why Lord Krishna appeared. If you read the Krishna book, the demigods, they went to the shore of the ocean, praying to Krishna to come, because the world is full of demons. This happened, the same thing happened in the heavenly planets. Just like the Indian people, our temples nowadays full of Indian people. You are devotees, because you are coming to Australia, going to America, and building your home and family. It's almost like a demon. But when it comes to serving Krishna, you, oh Bhagavan, protect us. Please help us. Because you have religion underneath, you know. So similarly, demigods, they're a bit of an enjoyer. But when there's trouble, they turn to Krishna. They know who Krishna is. So externally you're showing, chalo, chalo, Australia, majao. Let's go to Australia, build a home there and live there, have a family. I live in Melbourne. Like this. When you're in trouble, you're running to the Hare Krishna temple. Because you are like a devotee in your heart. That's what the example. So demigods, they're not entirely like, they are devotees, even though they're enjoyers. That's what Prabhupada said in the purport. Okay, any questions? I need one question or two. I'm not going to get up otherwise from the seat. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada. Thank you for the nice class.
Are you sending just to your father or?
My father's watching now.
Okay.
And he said that it's his 50th birthday today.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and he sends his respects to you, and he also wanted to ask a question.
So is he going to be my disciple or? Just kidding.
He was asking when Jesus was talking about the Father, is he talking about Krishna?
First thing, I don't know the Bible much. I'm not expert at it. But Jesus himself said, he's the Son of God. So he must know that he has a father. So he didn't say, I'm God. Some people say like that. But as a disciple, they can see their guru like a God, but guru himself doesn't claim to be God. You understand what I'm saying? So Jesus is not God because he himself didn't say that. He said, I'm the Son of God. Everybody knows that. So according to us, there's different types of incarnations, the avatar, we call it, who are like his representative. They came in different times. So Jesus is like an avatar. Or there are different types of avatar. There are his personal incarnation, that Lord himself appeared. Like Krishna is going to appear in a week with his entourage. So Jesus is considered to be an empowered incarnation, or like a representative, like a guru's representative, like that. So Jesus, we according to us, he is a son of God. He's not God. But some may say he is God. So his disciple may worship the guru like a god, but the guru doesn't say that he is God out of respect. So we're not trying to make things more complicated, but this is how we say it. Okay? Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ says, I am the Son of God. And Krishna says, I am God.
Yes,
I am the Father.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the Son of the Father.
So your father's getting that point, right? Yeah. What's the next question?
Thank you, Prabhu.
You said he had two questions.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Today is my father's birthday. I seek blessings from everyone.
Your father's birthday, too?
Yeah.
Anybody else's father's birthday, too? Okay.
And my question is, like, sometimes I feel like the demon is inside me. I always fight with it. I always ask Krishna why it happens. Like, I don't know, like, why I behave sometimes as a demon towards me or towards everyone, and then I regret. I always ask for help to Krishna, that can you take me out from that kind of thing that I feel. Like, why I feel like that?
You have to ask that to yourself, but I can give you a few tips to answer you. The thing is, there are challenges in Krishna consciousness. To serve Krishna, there are challenges. So we never say, I am perfect. So sometimes, if we should learn to see things in a way that they accept the challenges, and so sometimes it is arranged like that there is something that in us that pushes or dragged us towards Maya. So that push is like a tug of war. We're going to serve Krishna, we're going to serve Maya. So that's like a challenge for us to serve Krishna. So it's not like we have a demon, but like some demon sitting there with a big sword, and they're going to chop your head off from your heart. And it's not like that. But it's like we have the soft side and the good side. It's naturally, it's like that. We're not like pure devotees, Krishna running towards Krishna and all day with Krishna like Radharani. But we all have responsibility, family. But at the same time, Krishna says, Abhyasa Yoga Yoktena. We have to practice to become Krishna conscious. So the endeavor to perfect ourselves is there, perfection. But it's just like if you're climbing a tree, climbing the top of a mountain, you're gonna start from the bottom of the hill to get to the top. So similarly, there's a challenge to get to the top. How expert you are, if there's no expertise, that will come by practicing. Or someone will tell you how to do it. So we have the spiritual master guides us. So if everything is so good, we're going to sit back, I already got the love of God, I don't need it. So there's challenges, like a demon from within gives us challenge, so pushes us towards Krishna. That's how we have to see it. Some people may say, don't tell me I have a demon inside me. Some people may say like that. But we are seeing in a way that the demon is our mind. Krishna himself said, he says, our mind is a friend as well as an enemy. So how you treat your mind, you can engage your mind in serving Krishna, then your mind becomes the best friend. See, that's how. Samajh kya? Understand? So, if you can understand this philosophy in a way that can apply to us, then we'll know that this process in every way helps us to progress in spiritual life. But that's not going to be easy because you need to associate with devotees. If you're sitting in your home with a family and TV there, food, whatever you need, that's not going to be easy. But when you're sitting in the temple full of the devotees, deity here, that's easier. It's a temple atmosphere. That's why sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sastra koi. The emphasis is on how we should associate devotees. Because it becomes easier to push that demon away. So it's not like you have a big demon. There's different level of demoniac method that's sitting in our heart. Some people say, oh, I don't want to be God conscious. I'm a God myself. There's a big demon there. Yeah. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was in some temple in Australia, and Prabhupada said, I want to preach, bring me somebody, I want to preach. He was very eager to preach Krishna consciousness, he didn't want to waste any time, so he was sitting in his room, and so they couldn't find anyone to talk to. So Prabhupada, they brought one guy to talk to Prabhupada, so this guy came. So Prabhupada preached to him for 2 hours. And the guy didn't say a word. Not even one word. His eyes like that, whole time. And he had long hair. And then he laughed. Prabhupada said, this guy was haunted. So, we could be the same. We're sitting here, we're haunted with Krishna. But sometimes you find people, they're walking in the street, they're talking to themselves. I said, who are they talking to? They're not on the phone. But sometimes people are talking on the phone also, they're haunted. He doesn't know. So we have demons inside us in various levels. And they were first thing when you wake up in the morning, they're calling somebody in India, give yourself a break. A little bit Thorasa Aramse. Give your eyes a break. Read a book, chant Hare Krishna, take a shower, go to the temple, pray. In the morning. So, you know, there's demons different levels. You know what I'm saying? Okay, any other? Make it very simple. Huh? Your questions are very important.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned before we come into the temple, we should leave our attitude, anarthas and false ego outside. But Prabhu, we see whenever we come into the temple, we always take darshan first and then pray to Lord Krishna to remove all our anarthas. So when we leave our anarthas and false ego all outside, then what will we pray to Krishna?
Okay. Are you telling that to me or to yourself?
Just kidding.
Yeah. Maybe you leave a shoe outside, just like that, I give the example, and maybe you have another shoe inside. You don't know. You know, that's just the external shoe. Just like when you give someone money, like a contribution. Before you give, you make sure they have enough for yourself. Like, you know, you'll give a little bit, you have 1,000, you give somebody like $50. So, I'm just giving an example. So, don't think it's all cleared. There's always desire inside. So you're giving, but there is you're holding also desire. You understand? So it's not like you're completely pure. Just like when Lord Shiva drank the poison, you know the story. He drank the poison of ocean. I mean, an ocean of poison, you know that? Ocean of poison. They say, oh, Lord Shiva, he smoked ganja. Okay, fine. But he also drank ocean of poison. Can he drink ocean of poison? Okay. So don't give that example. But when he was drinking the poison, and a few drops of the poison that came out of the fingertips, and it fell, and the snakes drank that. That's why I poisoned the snakes. So I'm just giving this example. So we are serving Krishna, but we also have desire inside. It's not that we're completely free from desires. We're holding on to it. There's some for you, some for me. So, but we're keeping some desires. It's not like we're entirely pure. In India, when you buy milk, you know, they mix with water in it. You heard about it? They drink milk. So I was a kid, that's long, long ago, in the 80s. They must be just like, so I was in South India, and I said, I want to drink milk. They said, this milk is not pure. So we said, bring a cow here. So they brought a cow and they milk in front of me. I said, oh, now I believe it is milk. So, you know, they're adding water. So we call it white water, white milk. But there's, so it's not completely pure. Even though we're chanting Hare Krishna, we are put to test. How we're chanting. The level of chanting is when tears come from your eyes, flowing like rain. Your hair standing on end. Hair in the body, standing on end. That is the love for Krishna. When I pick up my beads, I'm thinking, I cannot go hoga. When I'm thinking, when is it going to be food? I'm not thinking, actually. You know, where's my hair standing on end? Tears flowing from my voice choking up. My voice choking up because I sang too much, but not out of love. So, when we chant Hare Krishna, the hair is going to stand on the end, and throughout our body, tears flowing from our eyes, voice choking up, then we know we have love for Krishna. Don't think, oh, I've got it all. We have a lot of work to do to develop love for Krishna. We haven't got it. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are pure devotees of Krishna. Pure devotees. They are associated with Krishna. Eternal associate. They are gopis in their past life. They said, Hey Radhe Vrajadeva Kachalalite. Hey Krishna, where are you? Are you under this Govardhan hill? Are you under this tree? They are in the mood of searching. They never said, I have found it. My heart is full of love for Krishna. They never said that. So you have to have that kind of attitude. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Any more? It's 9 o'clock, because after 9 o'clock, you switch off your brain because it's prasadam time. Some do. So anyway, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.